Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back to the Halloween edition of Rutherford Issues. It's the laughing owl. Lee Colvin is here with us today on this Halloween night, afternoon, before the night.
Can't wait.
You will see when you walk out of the studio.
I already did.
You saw all the ghouls and goblins and walking up and down the street?
They were heading down into the square.
I saw one. Actually, I saw two. Scott Walker was here, and then there was someone
that
else.
That is most definitely
it's pretty scary.
Now, is he a ghoul or a goblin? Or maybe a little bit of both?
Well, it's scary nonetheless. But
we feel sorry for Angie.
You can say that. He pays the mortgage for me. So
right? We still love you, Scott.
What are you dressing as? Financial advisor?
I think I am dressing as a financial advisor tonight, yes.
You ought to be well-versed in that.
I've had a little practice.
You doing a little trick-or-treating yourself? Not you, personally, but doing a little...
You know, I think we may go do some candy hunting. We've been to a few trunk-or-treats at church and my parents' church, and that was fun. Devin's really not one. He's not a big candy eater. So the candy will sit in the house all year, and I'll just go snacking when I have a sugar low. You know?
All the more reason to go to Halloween, go trick-or-treating.
Right? But it was funny because at the trunk-or-treat this past weekend, we took this big container of candy, we gave it all away, and I think we still ended with a net gain by the time Devin got back. Mm-hmm. We took his bag, put it in the bucket, it was more full than when we started.
That's always the way it works, isn't it?
A more diversified bucket of candy.
Well, we are. So you had all kinds of different
So what about
choices.
Bobby? What is? I don't know about Dalton. You know, he may be like Devin. He's getting a little older. Maybe doesn't want to do that. But what about Bobby?
He's thinking so. She is actually spending the night at a friend's house, and they're going to go out and have a big time and do a little trick-or-treating and go all home right. And eat so much candy they can't go to sleep. But she'll be at their house, so I don't care. That's the best way to work that one.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, being Halloween, we want to talk about investments and how to avoid scary investment moves. Any sound effects for that? No. Well, that's enough for the show today. No. Yeah, we're talking about kids and trick-or-treating, and if you've got kids, or even if you don't, you know, obviously Halloween is here, you know. You drive up and down the streets, down the square, and you see the trick-or-treaters out, and we do want to remind you to watch for the young people who are out tonight. You also may find it a bit amusing to see all those ghouls and goblins out, but as you go through life, one thing that you will find is something that's generally frightening to some, and that's investment moves that are misdirected or go awry. So with that, Lee Colvin is here on a serious note as a financial advisor from Edward Jones, as serious as he can be, to help us look at how to maneuver through some of those pitfalls and keep us maybe from being misdirected or going awry, right?
We sure try to help, Brian. We sure do. You know, there are so many areas. You know, some days I just feel like there's too much information out there for folks. And,
TMI.
And without, yeah, too much information, TMI. And without considering the source or, you know, leaning on a licensed professional to help you, sometimes you can make wrong moves. So hopefully walking through some of these steps today will help alleviate some of that and maybe bring people to wanting to receive more professional advice that hopefully can direct you down a better path.
So what are some of the scariest investment moves to avoid, if you will?
Well, I brought a few with us here today. Some are going to be investing too aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Investing too aggressively. Maybe investing too conservatively. That, in its own respect, can be an issue. One we talk about a lot in here is failing to diversify. Making sure that you diversify properly. Also looking at, do you like hot investments? Don't like hot investments? What's kind of the take, or what should we consider in chasing what we hear from our friends or on the news is a hot investment out there? Maybe trading too frequently. You know, sometimes that can be an issue that we need to discuss. Starting too late, and then also taking a time out from investing. So lots of good quick topics to bring to your attention to think about, talk about, and we can always help folks on a more individual basis later as they might have need.
Well, this is quite a diverse list of things to tackle, so why don't we first of all go back to the top, and you talked about investing too aggressively, and is it really possible to invest too aggressively?
Excellent question. Love that question. And you know, in the investment world, here's one of the fundamental truths that we deal with every day. And that is that the greater the risk, the greater the potential reward. Sounds good, doesn't it?
That sounds, you know, like it should be on, in a picture frame somewhere, motivational something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to consider in that, Brian, is that by investing aggressively, you can potentially achieve greater returns. But if you invest too aggressively...
I knew there was a but.
You know, there's always a but in there. just slap the fun right out of it. But if you invest too aggressively, then you can quite simply get burned and lose much of your principal over time.
A lot of that, just like investing too aggressively and investing too conservatively, that's why I found it helpful to meet with you, because I don't know whether I'm more aggressive or less. So you kind of help us, an individual, judge that. So to find that happy medium, let's tackle investing too conservatively. What are some of the pitfalls with that?
Well, you cannot invest without taking on some type of risk.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the problem, is people not realizing what risk they are encountering. But you can find investments that offer a higher preservation of principal in exchange for little or no growth potential. But there's that but again. If your portfolio, Brian, is full of those more conservative investments or vehicles, then you may never achieve the growth that you need to reach your long-term goals.
Talking today with Lee Colvin. Lee is a financial advisor with Edward Jones, and on this Halloween day, we're talking about avoiding scary investment moves. We've talked about investing too aggressively and too conservatively. Talk to us a little bit. You mentioned failing to diversify. So what are you kind of talking about there? We've talked about diversification before, but kind of refresh our memory, and what does it mean if we fail to diversify?
Sure. If your portfolio, let's say that you have a portfolio that mostly consists of the same type of investment, and maybe a downturn hits and that particular class of asset that you have takes a big hit in the market. That could really hurt you not only immediately, but in the future. But if we try to spread those dollars among an array of investments, then you have a greater potential to reduce the effects of volatility on your overall holdings. You know, and keeping in mind in this, although you may have more diversification, that diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss. Mm-hmm. And probably the most applicable analogy today is what we saw over the last 2 weeks, the World Series. You know, if you just had a pitcher, or you just had a right fielder, or you just had a catcher, you're probably not going to win the game because balls are going to go everywhere. And you have to have different, you know, infielders and outfielders to be able to field all of those different types of balls and play the game as a defense. But as good as the best team in the World Series was, you know, St. Louis did a great job to come back and win, but they did not win every game. They had some gains, some losses. So, you know, you just have to understand that with diversity, you try to fit the best picture to fit your needs. You know, we as you mentioned, we do look at risk tolerance. We do look at how much risk you and your family want to take, because it's going to be different from everyone else's risk level. But if you're looking at your risk level, you're looking at your time frame of when you need your money, your goals, objectives, we can put together a good plan and a good diverse portfolio of vehicles that will meet your needs and hopefully keep you from taking too much risk or too much loss. Mm-hmm. when you need it.
I'm so glad that you mentioned on the home of the Atlanta Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, but that's okay.
You know, I'm a Braves man. I came from Atlanta.
At least the National League one.
But, yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, my Braves did not did not make it. I would have loved to see Ugly get there, but he just couldn't push the rest of the team all the way through.
Well, we'll see what happens. There's always next year.
That's right.
Don't give up on them yet. Your analogy was better than mine. I was thinking about, you know, if you go to the grocery store and buy all bananas and you were told to eat fruit, you know, and you had bananas every day. You know, get apples and oranges and grapes and an occasional banana. You know, that's diversifying.
Absolutely.
Of course, I always bring it back around to food. Chasing hot investments. let's chase something else. Is it okay to chase hot investments? That seems, I mean, some people make a big living off of that. And, you know, to me, it's, I see danger, Will Robinson. But that's just me.
Right? Stranger danger.
That's what I think about when you come in. Yeah. Right. I'm just kidding.
Well, and in a sense it is, because honestly, when people hear about this new investment, it usually is something that is a stranger to them. It's something they don't know. They might hear the name a few times, so they start to feel comfortable with it. But what they have to realize is that by the time they hear about this hot investment,
it's not hot anymore, is it?
It'll probably already be cooling off.
Yeah,
it's hit its peak, and it's heading downward. And whether it's hot or not, it might not be appropriate for that individual investor buying in and what their risk tolerance is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try to stay away from the hot investments unless you've, again, sat down with someone who is licensed to help you with this and make sure that it's the right or a piece of the right investment portfolio for you.
Lee, what if you like to buy and sell inside, you know, your investments a lot? You know, is that a problem, trading too frequently?
It's something that a lot of people like to do. Most definitely try to warn against it. Because as much as you want to try to buy and sell to maximize those profits, Brian, you might end up actually minimizing the success that you have. Because what happens is with frequent trading, you can run up commissions and other investment costs, and the greater your expenses, then obviously the lower rate of return that you're receiving. And, you know, along with that, by always adding and subtracting investments to your portfolio, you'll also find it difficult to follow the type of long-term consistent, comprehensive strategy that's necessary to help you attain your objectives, such as saving for retirement. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you start buying and selling, you get so caught up in buying and selling that you forget, what in the world am I doing sitting here? You know, is it just buying and selling today, or is it trying to attain a more long-term objective like retirement, getting a child to college, or some other, you know, goal that you and your family have? So between the potential of losing return because of higher costs and losing grasp of what your goal is, we just do try to warn against trading too often.
Talking to financial advisor Lee Colvin today of Edward Jones, avoiding scary investment moves, and one that you mentioned in this list was starting too late. Is there a time when it is too late to invest?
Well, you know, when you're an investor, the one thing that you will find is that time is one of your greatest allies. And the earlier you can start saving and investing for your goals, the better your chances are of attaining those goals. So, you know, starting too late, I'd say it's always going to hurt everyone. But try to save early, save often. And it may sound, you know, like a cliche, but it's just good advice. You know, because typically if I have someone who's in their 20s or 30s saving for retirement versus someone in their 50s, that younger person hopefully, potentially, may have to save less money and achieve the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the biggest point is save, period. You know, if you have not saved yet and you need to, save now. You can't start too early, but start now, work toward that goal.
Lee, finally, we talked about taking a time out from investing, and you know, we all get nervous. The reason that market reports at the end of the day are so interesting to people is they want to know how, you know, what happened with this stock and that stock, and how did the Dow and everything happen on Wall Street, and this, that, and the other. You know, while we do all get nervous, should we have times when we actually get out totally?
You know, Brian, that's always a great question. Everybody always wants to know, you know, hey, Lee, you know, whether it's a market slump that we're having, like the recession, whether it's a political drama like we're getting into over the last 2 months, you know, maybe it's a natural disaster like Japan and their tsunamis, or any other events going on. You can always find a reason to head to the investment sidelines for a while until things cool off. And or maybe try to get them to straighten out or to return to what seems like it's normal. But remember that not participating in the market may cause you to miss out on any opportunities that the market can present. And at times it can be tough to stay invested, but over the long run, a steady, disciplined approach can be a good strategy. You know, and I guess this is the great time to, again, talking about October. We just talked about baseball in October. We'll talk about the market in October. You know, August and September, really most of the summer, has been negative in the market. We've had a few, you know, good days, and we had a decent month at the end of June through the middle of July. But a lot of the summer was down. August and September were down in the market. All of a sudden, October, a lot of the market losses returned back as gains. And if you talk to people at the first of, you know, end of September, first of October, they'd say, you know, oh, you know, I don't want to get in the market right now. It's going to keep going down. It's going to keep going down. Well, you just gained a whole lot back in the last month.
Yeah.
And it's just not one of those things that you can predict. You know, no one person can predict when the market is going to go up, when the market is going to go down. I try to relate it to life. You know, as good as our lives might be, as happy as we may be, we're never going to have utopian life. It's never always going to be positive. We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. But when you're given lemons, you make lemonade.
Or Kool-Aid. Either one. Your number's 7056. Writing it down. 907-7056, the number for Lee Colvin in the Edward Jones offices, South Rutherford Boulevard Public Shopping Center. Mr. Colvin, thanks so much.
Brian, we appreciate it. And hopefully I can come back in an hour and tell you the market report.
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks now.
That's Lee Colvin joining us here on WGNS. On this Halloween edition of Rutherford Issues, we'll see you back here at 6 tonight for the IDST's primetime sports scene. Have a good one, everyone. We did the